Hi, okay, Big so Fatty.
Are you recording?
I am recording. I am recording.
Okay, what was that little dance you just did when you said, hi, Big Fatty?
I was getting my shirt out of my moobs so that my moobs wouldn't sweat up on my shirt.
Speaking of that, do you listen to this old Crooked Hat show, the Geeky Gay?
I do not.
Oh, well, most people don't, but he gets on there and he talks about losing weight.
And right. Well, he weighs about 12 pounds, so
he needs to lose weight. Oh no, young Nicholas thinks he's got a dad bod.
Speaking of young Nicholas, does he have a new hairdo back there?
It's a new hairdo. It's called Cockatoo.
Ah, okay. Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah.
And in fact, this weekend he's had a cockatoo. Oh. Play the music.
Oops.
Oh, Lord. Are you playing the old Rugged Cross now?
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
What's going on, guys? What's going on, guys? Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Bader, and this is your show. Mr. Larry Bader, and just welcome. What's going on, guys? So I get there, and y'all, there ain't nobody but Big Fatty and his horror friends there.
Was there any inappropriate touching?
No.
Could there have been?
Big Fatty! Big Fatty!
Oh, Lord.
I'll take that as a hello.
And I put little booties on the cat so they didn't get the floor dirty with their dirty little paws while I was mopping.
You are fucking retarded.
Oh, what's going on, guys?
Oh, you
guys.
Big fat thing, you.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast for Tuesday. That's Tuesday, the 25th of August, 2020, in the holy year of Miss Dolly Hortensia Lavatria Parton. I am your host, the one, the fat, the very much blind Larry H. Vader. That's
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Larry H. Vader, how's everyone doing? Woohoo! I know. I'm blowing off some steam. With me, I've got two fat people. Well, one physically, one mentally. It's Big Fatty.
Hi,
Big Fatty.
By the way, I had some Mexican. I need to blow off some steam also. Oh, thank you.
Perfect.
That's not
perfect.
Very much. There'll be more as the show goes along. Oh, by the way. Oh, thank you. No, that's just pudding now.
Right.
Okay. By the way, I didn't finish my comment about old Crooked Hat. You know, he's talking about
he's fat, right?
Needing to lose weight and all this. I said, I'm thinking to myself, well, you know, now that Big Ricky's not doing his show anymore, he can start begging for money also.
That'd be good.
Yeah, he wants to buy these bar chairs, bar stools, and I wish I had a designer to help me with this, and then he says, but we're looking for all kinds of really nice things. Wayfair. That's like saying, oh, I really want to outfit my home in Rooms to Go.
Or Kohl's. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute, yeah. I have some Kohl's things.
Oh.
How dare you? I got it. I had the 30% off coupon, though.
Right. Big Fatty, if there's one thing we're sure of, it's that you have a coupon.
That's right. Now, Vader.
Now, Big Fatty.
By the way, we do have a studio audience again this week.
We do. We have young Nicholas with us.
We do have young Nicholas.
Is he the cockatoo? Is that what you called him?
It's the cockatoo haircut.
Ah. Because, see, you know, I can just see the tiny little box of a window of the photo or the video. So
He'll get close up here to the camera for you now,
I just blew it up. Oh, yep. That's not a cockatoo haircut.
That's cockatoo, huh?
That is not.
Okay, whatever. No. anyway, you were saying something about having to put your orange hat on.
Which time? Because the orange hat is, and it's kind of a little bit of a life update, maybe bit.
You know. Well, before we go any further, since you mentioned life update, how's your rectum?
That is a good question.
It's breezy, okay?
It's breezy, yeah. Lord. The rectum, I still can't see. But, you know.
Okay.
Yeah. So, there's that. But I do want to, you guys, Big Fatty was so kind this past week, Monday or Tuesday. He drove me to the Target for the...
Oh, my God.
For the never-ending carrot pickup experience. And
all I heard was how easy this is.
It is easy.
I do it all the time. I'd never done the drive up, and they throw your groceries at you as you drive by. And it ended up being a Bugs Bunny nightmare.
We could have gone in and shopped in half the time for no more than I needed. But I was trying to, you know, I worry about the elderly. So I didn't want to expose you to that. Anyway, that happened. But I was at Target earlier today picking up some more kitty cat food because I ran out.
I thought you were going to say picking up some carrots.
No, I picked those up at the grocerarium because, you know, we have the new Aldi here.
Have you been to it?
I went Friday.
Okay. That was the opening day, wasn't it?
I don't know. But I went because I saw like an ad or something that was open. Ooh. Does young Nicholas need to go get a mop?
No, he just needs a COVID test now.
Oh, perfect. Perfect. Okay. And a little more wine.
He's got plenty.
Okay. Okay. I went there. It was Big Fatty. I was so proud of myself. I drove over to the Aldi. And, you know, I haven't been driving.
Right,
but
you just announced that you still can't see, so
right.
it's kind of blind guy Jay without the dog driving
right.
to the.
So Aldi. I got to Aldi.
That's about right.
And I went in, and you know, I put my quarter in the shopping cart and went in, and I was so proud of myself that I had gotten there without you know harming small children or anything.
Right. Right.
And I promptly drove the shopping cart into the stand of Little Debbie's. And I mean, I didn't just like graze the edge. I took the whole end cap down.
Oh.
So, yeah. So that's how that went.
And they said, sir, would you mind coming during the senior citizens hours from now on?
Right, right. Basically. But the drama today, the orange hat... I went to get my hairs did, and I'd set up an appointment, and I got there, and they said, I have an appointment. And I said, right here it is. And the girl came out from the back. She said, I just cut his hair. And I said, fat people have hair over their ears. If you cut it, you sure didn't do a good job. And so she said, well, I don't know what we can do. So I said, well, I know what I can do. So... Mm.
Obviously, they did something.
Right. So I walked out the door. I actually gave them the finger and said, to hell with all of this, and walked out the door. And I went next door and got my hair cut at the Great Clips for $15.
Oh.
Now, it was a pretty shitty experience, but I got my hair cut. So
right.
I'm going to go wash it here. And that's why we're recording late. I know I've ruined Big Fatty's whole schedule.
Well, it's y'all, and just looking at the screen, it looks like Vader with a fader.
It is a little short, but I didn't care.
It's
and
hot.
I can't say I took my glasses off for them to cut it, so I couldn't see what she was doing, so I didn't really care.
And you have the Max on?
I did have the Max on. I did. Okay. I did. It's very inconvenient. But anyway, so Big Fatty, have you had a blessed weekend? Has everything been good over?
It has been a blessed weekend.
Okay.
We were blessed Sunday morning with a thunderstorm.
Ooh, yeah, it woke me up. I was very unhappy about that.
Woke me up, and it made me very happy because I just rolled right over, and my pillow was moist when I finally woke up at 10:45.
Oh, Jesus. I had had like half a pot of coffee and done two loads of laundry by 10:45 because—
I did all that— Saturday night, not the coffee,
I would hope.
All right,
so that's what's going on. We are very exciting, very exciting.
Right.
Well, Big Fatty, maybe we should I don't know. What do you think? Do this? Oh my goodness. It's time to play This, That, or the Other. It's the game where I read a question and give Big Fatty three answers. He has to tell us which one is true, unless they all are. Big Fatty, are you ready to play?
Well, now, is that true?
It could
be. They may all... Okay.
It absolutely could be. Absolutely. Absolutely. So I've chosen a topic.
What is this? This sounds like Twinkle Toes ballerina music.
It's royalty-free quiz program music.
Okay.
So, or music that I bought the royalties to. So, Big Fatty, I wanted to ask you about a topic today that I think I've made this too easy. And the topic today is the AARP magazine.
Oh, well, I am not a subscriber.
Oh.
But I am retired.
Right. And I assume, you know, Granny has it laying around, so you'd probably read
it. Granny couldn't read an AARP if he had to.
Okay. So it is the most popular magazine in America.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
It may have the largest print run. That doesn't necessarily mean it's popular.
Right. Well, that was actually the first question I just gave you the answer to.
Go ahead.
So, if it's going to be, what is it? And it's the most popular in America. So, we're running low on time anyway. So, the editor-in-chief of AARP Magazine has a resume perfect for his current job. Mm-hmm. It includes which of these? He edited Hunter S. Thompson for Rolling Stone magazine for 20 years. B, 14 years working as a... He spent 14 years working as a senior health aide. Or C, he's 37, but he's married to Claire Bloom, and she is 88.
Well, it can't be all three of them because you said he was 37 and he worked 14 years as an editor. So that would mean he was an editor at age 23, and that ain't going to happen. So I'm going to say it is the senior care, whatever.
Yeah. No, it was A. It's Robert Love, and he worked at Rolling Stone for 20 years. He edited Hunter S. Thompson, Tom Wolfe, and PJ O'Rourke. I figured this was just a giveaway. Last question.
I'm giving it back.
Right. AARP, the magazine, features a lot of articles about health for seniors.
Right.
Including which of these? Ooh, we've run out of music.
Sorry, I can't answer. There's no music.
Right. A, going to bed at 7 o'clock is the new black. B, why you are suddenly hairy there. Or C, interview with a prostate, the misunderstood gland.
My prostate is not misunderstood. Despite being accused of going to bed at 7 o'clock, and you don't go to bed at 7 o'clock until the time changes, okay?
Well, that's true.
Okay, so I'm going to go with why are you hairy there now?
The answer was interview with a prostate, the misunderstood gland, was a recent feature in AARP magazine.
Well, are they going to do recordings with a rectum with you an upcoming issue?
I have a new podcast co-hosted by Adam Burns. Interview with a rectum. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. So, not so good today.
No, it sucked.
I know. I'm going to have to lengthen that music a little bit.
No, about double it.
Right. Easily double it.
All right.
Well... We're getting there. We're getting back in the groove. It's going to be fun. At some point, that's going to be a fun segment. I promise.
I can't wait.
Me either. Neither can the listeners.
I can tell you, Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee, is going, Vader, what the fuck are you doing?
Well, anyway. Speaking of Chris from Tennessee and New Jersey and Tennessee, he called me out on Twitter.
Oh, what did he say?
Well, essentially that he remember his voicemail last week, and then you said something. Yes. So apparently I had completely forgotten.
A big shout out to Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee, for proving me correct and Vader as being well on his way to the Central Business District downtown.
Well, you know what I have.
By the way,
week.
If you hear the Grin Doctor going off, it's not mine.
Ah,
it's cockatoos.
Right, right. Well, you know what music I have this week.
What?
When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown when you've
okay.
got worries, all the noise
all right.
and the hurry.
So what else? Tell us about getting old.
Right. Well, I
did
don't...
you shit the bed or something?
No, but I'm going to tell you, this no vision thing. Whew,
okay.
It's a pain in the ass. So
well, you'd expect a detached rectum to be a pain in the ass.
It's true. It's true. So I think. Do you think we should read some of our other e-letters and other feedback?
I didn't know we had any.
Oh, it's because we don't.
Oh, okay. You know, Miss Lauren didn't reach out to you this week.
She did reach out after the surgerarium, but I don't think.
Well,
I don't think she's anything this week.
She's had a difficult week because her sheets got soiled and moldy.
I saw that, and then she gave us all the. Miss Lauren's
Heloise.
That's the what I was looking at. Heloise Lauren's La Heloise's cure for that.
No, so, it would be ha ha.
Heloise.
Heloise. Okay.
Mm. Big Fatty, what are you drinking this evening?
What is it? I'm drinking, young Nicholas.
Apothic Dark.
Apothic. Dark.
Ooh. Ooh.
And it has hints of what he's going to get the bottle to give you the rundown on it. So,
well,
anyway,
I didn't know you had your own sommelier.
Yeah, I do. Durwood suggested this wine, and Granny found it at the Walmart and drank a whole bottle of it. Here it is. It's can you see that?
Yes, I actually knew what it was. I've seen it at the Target.
Okay.
Yes. So it's good. It's good.
It's dark fruit flavors of blueberry and blackberry with opulent notes of coffee and dark chocolate for a rich yet silky smooth wine experience.
Right. Right. That sounds lovely.
It's good.
No, I know it is. It's good. The Hatterina actually likes it. So... Big Fatty.
Speaking of dead or alive.
Well, I was going to tell. I was going to do something else really quick.
Oh.
Now, this is not the skull.
Oh, okay.
But I have been on the phone with the Hatterina.
Uh-huh.
2 hours this week, easily, because there's been the plumbing incident.
Uh-oh.
They have had
she
to call...
She have a detached rectum also?
She probably does now. Actually, she's already had a detached rectum. But, honestly, the bathtub was leaking, like the faucet.
Uh-huh.
The construction crew was there putting in a shower, last I heard.
Oh.
Big Fatty, what is it about that age?
Well, she's going to need one of those walk-in tubs.
They already had one.
Like, oh.
Just in case. But, I mean, I sent her pictures of yours, and they liked it. But yeah, she was like, well, it was leaking. And I was like, you know that's like a $6 part. Yeah.
But instead, she called West Shore Homes, and they came out with the iPad and gave them a design quote, and it was done in 24 hours.
Right. Basically. The tile guys were there when I talked to them on Saturday morning. It's like, She's like, well, you know, all three of them are going to, because they have three bathrooms for the two of them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, all three of them are going to start leaking eventually. So we thought we should just do something. And I said, yes, you spend $100 to have them replace the faucet, like, or $10,000 to get a new bathroom. But I think it is time that we do this.
Well, hello, porcupines. We've been waiting for you. It's time to play dead or alive.
All right, Peter, ready?
I'm ready. I'm ready. Tell me who was born today, and I'm going to tell you if they're dead or alive.
Right. And thanks to Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee, our first one is Don DeFore.
Okay. Now, this one I'm certain of.
Okay.
Dead. And he was...
And how would we know Don DeFore?
It's very easy. You gave it away as soon as you said Chris from Tennessee and New Jersey and Tennessee. He was the original announcer for the Grand Ole Opry.
Well, you're very close. You're wrong. He is dead. He is dead, but Don played Mr. B on TV's Hazel, who was the father. Okay.
I've never even heard of that show.
You've never heard of Hazel? Oh,
no.
Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee, loves Hazel. Van Johnson.
Van Johnson, I think alive.
Okay.
Now, it's again, you're giving these and
how
easy
we
ones.
We know Van Johnson. What was his signature?
He was an actor.
Okay. Yes, he was. And what was his signature thing?
Miami Vice. Duh.
Well, there you go. By the way, Don DeFore is dead. He died in 93. And Van Johnson, he is also dead. He died in 2008, but he was an actor. He was in Brigadoon, and he always wore red socks.
Okay, I was so close.
Sean Connery.
I think he's alive, and you know I can't be funny about this. He was James Bond.
Okay, you are correct. Oh, you're correct. He is alive, and he was James Bond. All right, George Wallace.
Oh, well, his career is dead, and I think he's dead as well. And he was a news anchor.
Oh, the news anchor George Wallace. Okay. George Wallace died in 1998, and he was the governor of Alabama who blocked segregation. Okay, so
I'm just gonna.
Anyway, so there you go. All right, I got one more. One more.
Oh, dear God.
Real
of course
quick.
You.
Well, you ran out of music. I can run out of music. Regis Philbin.
Oh, too soon.
Okay, too soon.
Too
all
soon.
Right,
too soon. Oh. Dead. You know, Kathy Lee she's composing a ballad.
Oh, wait a minute. Before you go any further, is that your final answer?
Okay. Oh, you're funny. I was gonna play you some If You Could See Me Now by Kathy Lee, but apparently I'm not. Because I don't believe in Carnival Cruise Ship Vacations. So
well
I mean, but could you blame me really?
Because right now.
Right. Well, right. So Big Fatty, now tomorrow we're recording this a little bit early. So tomorrow is my first day back at the coal mine after about a week and a half, 2 weeks.
Wednesday the 26th.
Yes.
Okay.
Do you have any advice?
Advice for the young at heart. Yes, I do.
Okay. Okay.
Stay away from everyone.
That's more of a, like, yeah, that's how this works.
All right. Young Nicholas has some good idea. He says wear a mask.
Maybe
a Nixon mask or something like that.
That would be
you know,
good.
And walk around and say I am not a crook or something. I don't know.
Right. Well, around there, that's everyone says that. So, but yeah. Okay. Interesting. That's
Well, what
that's
are,
pretty
what are
good.
Your feelings about? Do what? Okay. What are your feelings about going back? Other than you hate it because the skull's no longer there.
You know, I often weep at night thinking that I have to go back and
well, you know,
be there.
You know, now that you mention it, that's my that's the shortest verse in the Book of Bacon is Vader wept.
I believe we've already read that that verse exactly. For everyone. And to answer the questions, will the Book of Bacon be coming back? Probably not. Though I do have a good rendition of the old Rugged Cross.
Oh well, could you play a little bit of it for us? And you, sure. You know, fire up the Wurlitzer. And get Miss C.E. Hyder to start playing that for you.
On a hill far away stood an old.
You said bring out the Wurlitzer, so I had Jim Nabors bring out the Wurlitzer.
What else would you bring out except Jim Nabors when I said Wurlitzer? I got nothing.
I mean, I don't know. It was just in my history of searches, so that's what
now,
you're
doing. Does Frank Sutton sing backup for him?
You know, I don't believe
so. You have
no
idea who Frank Sutton is, do you?
He's a musical artist.
Well, right. Best known for...
Rain Man.
Rain Man, right. Actually, right. He was Sergeant Carter on Gomer Pyle. But, all good. And Nicholas is going, who's Gomer Pyle?
Right. You know. Well, the young one. That's why he's young Nicholas.
By the way, if you're interested in a very interesting conversation about the Wizard of Oz, then your interests have been satisfied by listening to my Monday show.
Well, I won't listen to your Monday show, so there you go.
Right. Over there you go.
Yeah. But.
But as in whole. Oh, sorry. Oh no, that's in the public domain.
That's
now.
Yep. Perfectly fine. Perfectly fine. Even though I heard it got used on a different little show.
Right.
What was I going to say?
Something about
I am going
Elvis,
back.
Probably.
Probably not. I am going back to the coal mine.
Right.
Speaking
of the Rugged Cross.
Right. Well, that's why I'm leaving this playing because, you know.
Right.
That's, you know, how dare I go back. They have announced that we will be working remotely beginning November 9th or something. Indefinitely.
Uh-huh. Indefinitely.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is it just your coal mine or the whole coal mine?
The whole coal mine. Well, actually, I don't know. It may be our local little coal mine.
Your local event. your local mining conglomerate.
Right. So I was like, well, okay. So Big Mama and I, that's the Jay Wizzle, decided that, well, if we were going to go on one of those, because he has no events for the rest of 2020. He is...
Well, right.
He has zero business. He's like, well, if we were going to go on that trip, it's time to go, so...
What trip is this now?
It is the...
Big Mama's Thanksgiving vacation?
Well, so I said, here's the thing. Pick a location. Uh-oh.
Oh, that's that's the hard part right there.
It's not repeating
Lord,
the El Rey Cross.
Music.
Yeah. So, but I said, well, you got to pick a. Ooh.
Oh.
I said you got to pick a location, and so he chose the Rocky Mountains.
Oh, are you going to get oysters while you're there?
Probably not Rocky Mountain oysters. No. So,
okay.
So we're planning a trip out west. 3 weeks or so.
Maybe you can go out to Denver and see Casey and Harley and Brother Sinatus.
I'm sorry,
and,
we're only in Denver for 4 nights. No
okay.
time.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, Big Fatty, I kept saying these were going to get better, but they sure have just gone down.
Oh, I think I thought this one was good.
Compared to three,
that's what I get for thinking, right?
Right. Well, thanks for listening, everyone. Don't forget, you can email us, meh@thelfc.online. Please, for the love of God, give us something.
Content. We need content.
Or
not
tweet
as
us
much
or
as that darn Elvis needs content.
No. Well, we're going to outlast them for sure. Unless I end up in jail.
Oh, or with another detached rectum.
Another? Wait, I still have one.
Do you have two rectums?
Surprise!